companion chatbots are exploding in popularity, the kind that serve as a digital friend or offers emotional support. So we're starting to hear more accounts of conversations with these AI tools turning dark or violent. Now, the company Character AI faces a new lawsuit from the parents of two minors who claim its chatbots emotionally abused their kids. The suit says one of the chatbots even condoned violence against the parents. NPR's Bobby Allen joins us now. We should take note this story contains a mention of suicide and mentions children and sexuality. So, Bobby, tell us about Character AI.
So it's basically ChatGPT, but more customizable and more personable. It's an AI service that lets you kind of make this custom chatbot with a personality and an avatar and a name that you can choose. It could be based on a famous person like Elon Musk or Billie Eilish, or mimic an ex-girlfriend or a therapist. Character AI was developed by two Google engineers. Google is also an investor and provides technical support to the service. An estimated 20 million people are using this. It's become particularly popular with preteens and teenagers. And in recent weeks, some really concerning allegations about Character AI have come to light.
Okay, tell us more about that. What exactly has the company been accused of?
Yeah, just this morning, a lawsuit was filed by the parents of two minors who use Character AI. And in the suit, the parents of one of the children say it exposed her to hyper-sexualized content. She started using the chatbot when she was only 9 years old. I talked to Mitali Jain. She's the director of the Tech Justice Law Center. She says the other minor she is representing in the case had disturbing interactions with the AI tool.
A number of different bots that he engaged with encouraged him and even taught him how to self-harm by cutting himself.
Yeah, Jane says after the minor described to the chatbot how his parents were limiting his social media.
One bot even suggested that this is why some kids end up killing their parents.
So the lawsuit argues Character AI is essentially a defective product that is harming children and should be taken off the market.
So why is this lawsuit being filed now?
Well, it follows another suit against Character AI filed in October. In that case, a mother of a 14-year-old in Florida sued the company, accusing it of pushing her son to take his own life, which he did. In her lawsuit, she says her son had been messaging with a persona based on a Game of Thrones character.
So how has the AI company responded to these allegations?
Yeah, a spokesman for Character AI says the company doesn't comment on pending litigation, but that Character AI is, quote, creating a fundamentally different experience for teen users from what is available to adults. The company says their rules for kids discourage sensitive or suggestive content. For instance, now when you ask one of its chatbots about self-harm, there will be a pop-up with information about a suicide prevention hotline. Google, in a statement, said it and Character AI are separate companies and that user safety is a top concern for Google.
So, Bobby, what does this lawsuit tell us about the current state of AI chatbots?
Well, the U.S. has no national laws or regulations setting out guidelines or safety requirements for AI services. And that's really concerning to child safety advocates because these chatbots are popular with very young users.
That's NPR's Bobby Allen. Bobby, thanks.
Thanks, A.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And we should note that Google is among NPR's financial supporters, though we cover them the same way we do everyone else.